Gruella smirked at her reflection.
I think one of our singing frogs is helping the others to escape.
Leaping lily pads! A choir of frogs should never be trusted, cried Prusella.
What?
Exclaimed Matilda, looking up from her potion book. She was studying how to change a pumpkin into a coach.
Do you really think the frogs are that smart?
Drusilla cackled.
There is only one way to find out.
Matilda, you should befriend one of the frogs. Find out what you can.
That is an excellent plan, said Matilda.
The young witch started visiting the frogs in their carnival tent. She took them treats, chocolate-covered flies. She went to their choir rehearsals. She wrote them new songs. She read them bedtime stories. She sewed them blankets, making lily pad quilts. On occasion, she took them for rides on her broom. Matilda made a very good spy. She even learned how to ribbit talk.
Pollywogs!
That's how she made friends with a frog named Hop.
Pitter-patter. Down came the rain one day while Matilda and Hop were out for a walk. Matilda scooped up the frog and dropped him deep into her pocket. From that day on, Hop was always with Matilda. He never revealed himself to the other witches. He had the sense that they were wicked. Hidden in Matilda's pocket, Hop learned all about spells, bewitching, and what simmers in a cauldron.